Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll admit I am dealing with stress, ups and downs. So it's been about a week, and it's just a lot. Being an employee, having a full-time job and commitments, and you're also trying to get a business into your hands and get things up and going. And so the thing that's really stressing me out lately is like Facebook ads. So years ago, I had two things. I've worked for a house flipper, and so I ran some boosted ads for a housing company. Well, my ad account got restricted because I forgot to put in like, this is housing equal opportunity real estate agent. And so my ad account got restricted. I don't remember how, but ended up getting unrestricted. And then I tried drop shipping for a while. And drop shipping, you do so many like weird ad things. You can get flagged for so many reasons. And so my ad account got restricted. And I guess I did one of my appeals. I don't remember, but this was like 2 years ago. And so today, when I logged into my personal account, it says Nathan's personal Facebook is restricted from doing ads. So, okay, cool. I'm running a business that can run ads. Well, now my business page is also restricted because I'm personally restricted. And so I need to appeal one or both to get it done. But they keep saying, oh, it's all final. And so I'll admit, over the past day, it's been really stressful. Like, how are we going to run a business without Facebook ads? Like, how else do you market a gym? Everything is kind of predicated on that. And I'm working with a service that follows up on Facebook ads, ad leads. And so very quickly, you get stressed, you get antsy, you don't see, like, I start to get tunnel vision. I don't know, like, where to proceed. What's my next action step? What do I do here? And so I just thought, you know, either something's giving me relief. First, I need to, like, lean on my faith more, because that's something I want to be more dependent on. But I just find, you know, maybe there's something on Google, you know, the other Google articles about how to do it. Lo and behold, there are. Like, well, okay, what about YouTube? Are there YouTube videos on how to get your account back? Like, lo and behold, there are. And I went to Fiverr just to be like, okay, what if I don't want to do this on my own? Can I just pay someone to do this for me? Lo and behold, there's probably a dozen people that can unrestrict your Facebook ad account, and they will do it for between $50 and $500. So all that to say, I don't know what I'm going to end up doing to fix it, but there's options. And anxiety, and I heard someone say, I can't remember who, but it was like, depression is a lack of options. Anxiety is too many options, not having choices. And so I think for me, I was feeling anxious, not depressed, but like anxious, like, how am I going to do this? I'm stuck. What am I going to do? And then just realizing, like, okay, like, am I the first person ever to have this problem? Is this truly unfixable? Like, there is no way ever again to get this fixed. Is there anyone I can pass this off to who can get this fixed for me that I can pay or give them something to do it? Is this fatal? Like, there's no way to get it back. And I'm now like coming back up to like the emotional norm of like, okay, there's ways to do this. Whether I do it, somebody does it for me, or I hand this off to delegate. It'll be recovered. It'll be back. We'll be good to go. We'll figure it out. And just to realize that, okay, it's not the end of the world. And it's tough because I like to be transparent. I like to bring people along for the journey. And so I don't want to show my staff like, oh, I'm stressed. This is anxious. How are we going to get leads? I don't know what we're going to do. We're in trouble. I don't want to do that. But I also want to be honest, like, hey, this sucks. I'm feeling stressed. This is something I'm stuck on. Because I want them to dump their stress off of themselves and onto solutions. And so I'm figuring that out. I don't know the right answer on how to delegate stress or getting things fixed, especially they seem unfixable. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kickstart some data queries for my day job. I'm going to watch a YouTube video on how to get your account back if it's restricted. And I'm just going to do one thing at a time. I'm going to try some DIY things. And follow along. If those don't work, I'm going to read some articles. If those don't work, I'll pay someone to do it, because then I can get my money back if they don't. But either way, there's going to be a solution. It's going to pan out. And I don't want to shorten my life by stressing on this. Because I also was, before I got to this solution, I'm like, okay, what's the end of the world? Well, what's the end of the world for this? Well, the business falls apart, we declare bankruptcy, and then it all goes away. And we'll still have our kids, we'll still have our, well, we won't have our house, that'll be gone. But we'll still have our kids, we'll still have our friends, we'll still have our church. I'll still be able to find a job, even if I declared bankruptcy for a business failure. So I guess it's not the end of the world. I've known one or two people that have declared bankruptcy and have turned out okay. Everyone else, they did not. Just kidding. Everyone who I've known that has ended up declaring bankruptcy has been okay. They've survived. They've made it. And so in a small way, that was helpful just to realize, okay, if the end of the world really did happen in this scenario for this thing, it's not really the end of the world. And so just that was step one, getting out of like, this will be the end of everything, getting out of that. And then coming to like, okay, where are there any solutions anywhere? Or are there people that can bring the solution? And then breathing, being okay, and then starting that first thing. And so that's where I'm at right now. This is more of a transparency episode. As you can get tunnel vision really quickly. And the last thing you want to do is to isolate when you get tunnel vision. So don't do that. Don't do what I did, and just include people along the way.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.